Hello?
Hey, it's Kara.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, that was rude. You guys are kind of making me want to kill you. And
why is that?
That every sale you just requested docs for, you listed everyone's 50-50, well, one's 80-20, which is going to make the same problem that we just had with two people signing when we don't need to. You guys got to make sure the ownership's right. But
wait, what are you talking about? Hold on. For the one I just requested for Vargas Brothers?
Yeah.
Alright, hold on. Let me pull it up. See what you're talking about here. Okay, it says 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Now look at the K-1 on the tax return you submitted. You seen it?
Hold on. No, I didn't. Okay. Fifty-fifty. What are you talking about?
I just looked at it. Hold on.
I'm looking at it right now. It says information on partners owning 50% or more partners.
It's so on Brian's computer, and he walked away. Oh, here it is.
Well, Brian is bad news B. You can't.
David, 20%. Well, if David owns 20%, then where's the other 80%?
Okay, look at page 7 of 10. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the 2015 K-1 that you put in CNET.
What?
I can't tell what page I'm on because I just have it in the view mode.
Okay, can you scroll down to page 7? Can you? It says it on top.
I don't know what page number it is.
It says it on the right, the top right-hand corner. You see
okay,
that?
Maybe you're looking at a different document because I'm looking at it doesn't have page numbers.
What? What? I'm looking at tax returns from the prior year. What do you? I don't
the
know.
Vargas 2015?
Yes, it says at the top.
2015.
It says U.S. return of partnership income 2015.
Okay.
Hold on, let me send you a screenshot, okay? I'll show you what I'm looking at.
Okay, I see page 5, but after page 5, there's no more numbers.
What? Okay, yeah, there's no more numbers. You're right. After page 5, there's no more numbers. So look two pages after that.
Yeah, so what you're looking at is actually called a Schedule B and isn't what we use. I'm referring to the Schedule K-1 if you keep scrolling down.
Hmm. Okay, well. Yes, that's different.
And that's a problem.
So what, we just need docs for one person?
Yeah, and make sure CNET's right, because that's bothering me. And also, in A1, what is the tax return you have? It just is one page, it's 7004, and then a weird letter.
Hold on, let me fix this real quick.
You guys, they didn't file tax returns this year for 2015?
That could have been it.
The last time they filed taxes was 2014?
I'm not sure. That's not my deal specifically, but I can look it up for you. Okay, the Vargas Brothers one is fixed. It's saved. 80-20. What was the other one? A1.
I was running this deal.
Can you just read the A number for me for A1?
A1 import short A910615-1194. Can I finish writing that email?
That didn't work. Hold on, let me just copy it. Let me pull it. I'll just copy and paste it. I'll find it.
Is
All right, so tax return prior year. Is that what you were looking at? Or are mm-hmm. you looking at tax return 2 years prior?
Prior year.
Okay. What about it? It's one page, yes.
It doesn't have the ownership page or anything. Did they not file 2015 tax returns? It looks like it's an extension, not a tax return.
Yeah, that's an extension, so yeah. They didn't
so, okay. The last time they filed taxes was 2014?
Correct.
That's a problem. Okay, I'll see how that goes.
Well, hold on. Let me pull it up before you come back and yell at me. Oh, this shit says extension, too. Oh, no, extension filed. Okay.
None of the potential shall need him on the contracts, please. Be attached.
Where is the K-1? There's no K-1.
Really? Not even in 2014?
Oh, shit. It's JP, 100%. You're fucking right. Oh, shit. Okay.
Wait, yep. Who's 100%?
JP.
Will you attach the K-1 to that email?
Yeah.
Who's JP?
Yeah. It's John Pierre. I'm just
oh.
Okay, yeah. You want me to attach the K-1 to the email?
No, that was to Brian, but...
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, they
right.
live in Ogden, Utah. What a terrible place to live.
Is that your hood?
No, it's on my hood, but I know where it is. That is going
is that
to
be
weird, because then it's going to be like, why is the other lady even on there?
Just tell him, because that's his wife. So it makes her feel like she's...
She doesn't even own anything?
No.
What the hell, guys?
He probably just tells her that she owns, but she doesn't.
He might have to resign then. I don't know if they're going to just allow some lady who doesn't actually have any ownership in the business to be on the contracts.
Well.
And probably next time don't put people in CNET that don't actually own the business.
I don't know. I didn't check that. It wasn't me. I will speak to Tyler about it.
I
can't
know.
Believe that it's 50-50, yeah. Okay, I'll get it fixed. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, they have the same credit, so it doesn't matter. He actually has the better credit. Well, what do you want me to do? Do you want to just give me new docs, and then, or do you want me to just read the docs that I got? But I think her name is on there.
Yeah, they're generated with her. Do you
That's
want me to try and see if I can get it away first, or do you want to just go ahead and get the new docs? It's probably like... 80% chance you're going to need new docs.
Okay, but are they going to need to create new docs where it just has his name? Because it has both their names.
Yeah, they're going to need to create new docs.
Alright, well, I mean, let's try. But... Or what, you can create the docs yourself?
Yeah, they're canned docs. We make them in CNET. Which
oh,
is like,
no.
Then
just get...
be right.
Yeah. Then just get the new docs. Just make them and send them to me. And I'll just get them signed.
Okay.
Cool. That'll make life easy.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Bye.